Hey, happy day. The mayor of Los Angeles, she's a piece of work. Let me tell you, way over there on the left. She says that it's ICE's fault for coming into her town and trying to arrest illegal people, people that are there in LA illegally, in America illegally, and it's their fault again because the people push back and there's now disorder. And again, President Trump, now you're bringing people in to do the job that we don't know how to do and we won't do. And that's bad too. I mean, this person, she's a wacko. What part of the word illegal doesn't she understand? Her and Newsom, the governor, they just don't get it. I mean, they encourage people to break the law all of the time. And these are lawmakers. It's hard to grasp. It's hard to understand. If there were no crooks and others who break the law, there would be no disorder. Basically, that's what she's saying. If the police didn't chase bank robbers, you know what? They wouldn't have used a tank of gas to do so. So don't chase them. Save a gas. I'm getting crazy, but I think you get it, right? You have people that have broken the law by coming into the country, and now they're really doubling up because they're burning things. They're burning the American flag. They're putting other flags. It's kind of like when you put a Mexican flag up on soil, that means that you've conquered that country, that land. And all of this is happening, and she cannot figure it out. Remember, you know what? They are wrong, and I'm always right. Hey, just saying. Now, repeat offenders. Repeat offenders cause problems, all kinds of problems. Solution? Stop re-electing these people, because that's kind of a big part of the problem, don't you know? Now, Canada. The Liberal government there now is playing with the idea of arming the people that work at the Coast Guard. They're you know, flirting with that. And while they disarm all of the citizens to protect themselves, they're saying that maybe the Coast Guard should be allowed to protect themselves. They did this, you know, several years ago with the customs border people. They finally allowed them to be armed. I mean, to not allow someone to be armed and to protect themselves and the lives and well-being of others is criminal. And that's the government of Canada. They're saying, hey, all you guys are coming to pick up your guns, but the Coast Guard, you know, those guys out fishing around, we're kind of thinking about arming them. Okay, then. Now, Canada, still talking about them. The CBC, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I call it the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. It's owned by the government. They lose billions of dollars a year, and they have forever. And they're over $1 trillion of losses. And the Liberal government says, hey, but we like them. Effectively, or basically, they're an extension of left-wingism, because that's how they report. They just did a documentary, 1 hour. And what did it cost? Nobody has shared that yet, but you know it's big money. And here's what they did. We need to prove that nature is queer slash homosexual. So the CBC did this thing. It's called The Nature of Things, or in there, that category, I guess. It's called Animal Pride. And it highlights animals that exhibit queer behavior and seeking to oppose the belief that homosexuality is unnatural. So it's a natural thing, and everybody should partake in this, I guess. I've always said, it's always been about conversion. You have this biologist now who's very gay. And he's leading the charge, and his assistant, of course, the person that's working with him, is a drag queen. So how do you think this will end, right? And do you think there's any bias here? Come on, kind of, sort of. You know, he says that there's 94 species of birds that are queer. Raccoons are queer, and that's his wordage, queer. I would be nicer and say they play for the other team. But in any event, he goes on to say same-sex behavior among animals is very common. And there's a piece of this somewhere that says over 90% of all animals are queer. And dolphins, oh boy, dolphins, watch out for them. And they exhibit homosexuality trends like, wow. And it's funny, though, because there are lots of dolphins and there are a lot of birds, too. So I guess they can't all be queer. And what are we going to do with that information? I guess that means that all of us should go to the other side, play for the other team. I mean, good bloody grief. They continue to walk among us. Now, California, you have the commie, Maxine Waters. And she was recently fined $68,000 because she did bad things. She violated multiple election rules and she should have been just nailed. But she got off with a slap on the wrist and $68,000 in fine. She didn't accurately report receipts, disbursements, and a whole bunch of other things. But, you know, she committed basically a bookkeeping error. President Trump actually did the same, according to the courts, and he got a 92-count indictment conviction for recording, blah, 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 blah. He recorded a lawyer expenses legal fees, and that's a really bad thing. And so do you think there's a two-tier system? I kind of think. Now, the June, I mentioned here at a show recently that Trump was saying we're going to get rid of this gay pride business for the month of June. Bill Clinton actually is in his presidency, his first round, brought that in, and he made June Pride Month. And the Republicans now are saying we're changing that from Pride Month to Family Month. I think they should just leave it as being June. You know, we have May, June, July. I mean, that would be fine. And we can all be proud all of the time. Ba, 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 ba. Lastly, I got one last thing. This is about Canada and stupidism. This is the premier of the province of British Columbia. He's mad at the U.S. ever since the tariffs started. And he doesn't like Trump because this guy is really left-wing. And he said, we're getting rid of everything American. Be careful. You won't have a place to have a hamburger like McDonald's. You won't have a place to gas up like Esso. Whatever. But that's what he's doing. So here's one little thing that he's done out of many. He says the College of Health and Care Professionals of British Columbia recently announced that they will no longer accept the National Board of Examiners in optometry. Okay? Do you see? And he says, you Canadian students, you've been enrolled down there in the U.S. forever, and we've always accepted you, but now we're not. No more. You can't get educated in the U.S. of A. Dumb dumb is forever. Hey, y'all, come back. Right is right. Left is wrong. See ya.